Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury. The Beverage Supermarket. It's going to be mid-80s right now. Tomorrow, going to be up about 88. It's going to be near 90 on Sunday. You know what you need? Ice cold beverages. Imports, domestics, microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. Six great flavors of slushies. And the pickle bar, led by the barrels and the dills, indeed second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Time now for our play-by-play call of the day. In order to make Matt feel better, we went with this one, even though there were better plays.
And the pitch. High drive, right field. There it goes! See ya! There's the home run. He ties it with one swing. It is 6-6. Driven down the left field line. It is a base hit. It goes into the corner. And the Yankees have done it again. Trevino scores. And they come all the way back for a dramatic 7-6 victory. Their ninth walk-off of the year.
And the Yankees won. It was obviously Michael Kay on the Yankee Yes Network. It wasn't the Astros Network with Todd Callis. The Yankees continue to be the standard bearer in the in all of Major League Baseball, not just the American League, all of Major League Baseball. Matt, who's had really an absolutely depressing time as a fan, is living vicariously through them.
I'm exclusively through them.
Because all the other teams, all they do is let you down. We made the playoffs, Tampa crush. Okay, we made the playoffs, lost to Miami. It's like, your whole year's been like that.
It has been a refreshing change of pace for a little bit.
And this is the franchise that has been your nemesis.
Are you talking about the Astros?
Yeah.
Yes. It made that all the more
trash
sweeter.
Cans,
yes.
Trash cans, buzzers.
Yes.
All sorts of stuff going on. You know, now the fact you hit 150 in one series and 167, we don't want to look at that. What trash cans and buzzers came into play with the fact you can't hit? Oh, was it Judge was on those teams, wasn't he? Yeah. Okay,
that's correct. Yes.
Okay, I just want to make sure. You know, the interesting about Judge is this: he's going to get a long-term deal, and it's going to end up being nine figures, right? When it's all said and done. It may end up being a 10-year, $380 million deal, something, right? But when he starts that deal, and his birthday is in May, when he starts that deal, essentially he's going to be 31 years old. Ooh. Okay. Now, normally 31, you're headed into your prime. But that's not how baseball analytics looks at it. Baseball analytics doesn't want you signing anybody over the age of 33. Well, when he gets to age 33, that'll be the third year of his deal. Now, me, I have no problem with it. To me, everybody has their own clock, their own time frame, their own spot where they are. I disagree with analytics on that. I always thought one of the fascinating ones was in hockey. Production for every great player in the history of the game went down after the age of 25. But I always look at it this way. But their production after the age of 25 is still better than most guys at 22. And that's how I look at Judge. I mean, his production is probably going to be better than most guys at the age of 22, 23. And he's your guy. Now, it's not your money. You're like, pay the guy. It's like it's not your money. It's not your decision. You got to, you know, it's the Steinbrenner's money. It's not your money. Did I get that wrong? Or?
It's all right. It's money well spent, and it would be money well spent. And if Cashman can't make this done, he gets outbid by somebody else. I think this would go down as one of the biggest failings in franchise history.
But if you get outbid by somebody else, you get outbid by somebody else.
But you shouldn't get outbid because you're the New York Yankees.
But maybe they don't want to go past a certain number. You don't know that.
I just think that philosophy should change the way the season's gone.
I didn't say pro or con. I'm saying...
I know. I know it, obviously, because they went to arbitration. They didn't want to go there, and that's why they offered him the $213 million or whatever
I think they went to arbitration because they offered him a contract, and he said no to it, and they weren't in a position yet where they wanted to counter it. How about that? Because they didn't come up with it. They did not come up with an alternate deal, and time was running out.
That is fair, and I think part of that is because I honestly don't think they knew where they were because of the points that you rightfully brought up with the injuries and sometimes coming up small in bigger spots before. But I just think things have changed now, and as long as they stay that way, if you're Cashman, there's no other way but to get him signed to a long-term deal. And if you have to go over what you thought originally, you got to do it.
But it's not his decision. Okay? That's not his decision.
Well, if you're the Steinbrenners, but yes.
Okay? He is then positioned to negotiate, but he's negotiating with what they say. So it's not always him. Now, Judge is hitting .230 in the postseason. What's your problem with him? It's a little shy.
A little bit.
A little.
Which is why I got where the Yankees were to begin the season. But I'm saying now things have changed, and as long as they stay that way. And that includes the postseason. He can put up all these numbers in the regular season, but if he comes up small again in the postseason, then you start to question it slightly again, though I probably still would give him money.
Thank goodness for the Twins in Oakland, because everybody else, it's bad. In Cleveland, Red Sox, Houston, Tampa. Jeez.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like the really, really good teams? Wow. A little shy there. Huh. Wow. Comes up a little short.
It is weird to kind of see that tide turn a little bit in the American League, I have to say.
What do you mean?
In terms of the competition is not as rigorous as it's been in the past.
Well, it's not as rigorous as the past because the way the schedule's broken down, they haven't been handed rigorous. Until they got to Houston here. I mean, I would say that of rigorous, the biggest disappointment has been Toronto was not as good as I thought they were going to be. Tampa Bay is about as good as I thought they'd be, Matt. Like, okay. The Red Sox, now they have only played they even played the Red Sox at Fenway yet? I know they got like several series coming up with them. I don't think they've played at Fenway yet, have they?
I have to double check. Maybe one series, if that. But you're right; a lot of them have been at Yankee Stadium.
But I'm saying though, Toronto's the one that's baffled me. I don't understand why Toronto was not as good as I thought they were going to be. It's been an odd season of streaks. I mean, look at the Phillies and the streak they went on. Then they can't beat Texas. Really? You can't beat Texas? Yikes. Yeah, that's the part that is baffling. And they haven't beaten Texas in a while, I think. Let's see. Standings, Major League Baseball. So the Yankees see Toronto's 12.5 back. I don't get why. Part of it is Toronto gives up a lot of runs. They've given up 297 runs. Like, that's a big number. Tampa's about where I thought they'd be. They're 5 games over. That's about who I think they are. Cleveland's been playing better of late. I'm trying to think. The Yankees haven't played Cleveland, have they?
They have. Yankees, they played them in April.
Okay, Yankees knocked down Minnesota. They knocked them down. They played them and just beat them. The White Sox are not good. Tigers aren't good. The Royals aren't good. The Rangers somehow beat the Phillies. They're still under 500. I mean, there's nobody in the West over 500 except the Astros.
Right. It's actually only been the season opening series with the Red Sox at Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I didn't think they played up at Fenway yet. Now, that doesn't make a difference. The games are at Fenway. It doesn't. But I'm just saying, my point being that they have hardly played. They're going to play a lot here between now and the All-Star break. I know that. The Mets are playing great. The Yankees still have to play the Mets. And what's interesting is that if you were, and I know they've been hurt, but if you give me Scherzer and DeGrom, I think they're better than any starter the Yankees have. In fact, if it's postseason, I would hand the ball to Scherzer or DeGrom before I'd hand the ball to any Yankee starter. But that's Scherzer and DeGrom being healthy. Now, the Phillies have battled back. They're 3 games over 500. Schwarber had a big hit last night. But the Phillies, their pitching's been a little bit better. But you know, I just talked about Toronto giving up runs. The Phillies have given up 309 runs this year. 309. That's a big number. If they've got the offense, and Schwarber and Realmuto both homered last night, and that was a big win for them to beat the Padres out there 6-2. But could somebody explain to me why the Phillies can't beat the Rangers? The Rangers have beaten the Phillies 9 consecutive times.
Remember, we are talking about the team that has trouble with the Marlins.
I understand
that. I can't say
that.
I'm shocked.
I just don't. I am baffled by that. The starting pitching's been a little bit better. The bullpen's been a little bit better. The offense has got 340 runs. There's nothing wrong with the offense. Dodgers have been great. Padres have been great. Giants have been good. Cardinals have been good. Brewers have been good. And the Pirates had a parade after beating the Cubs.
Get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
We're excited about what? Oh, yeah, yeah. All right. Yeah, the Blue Jays baffle me. I'm baffled by them. And they've got a lot of young talent on that team, Guerrero, Bichette, but they can't get out of their own way. Can't do it. Oh, well. We will take a break. Ooh, Canisius recruit faces gun charges. Sarian McGee. Arrested for having two handguns, a shotgun, and numerous high-capacity magazines outside the school's indoor athletic complex.
Yikes.
They might be coming here this year. It's the only reason why I bring it up. All right. We'll come back. More in a moment. Great to have you with us today. Brought to you by Brewers Outlet. Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK, home of the Macatrillo Panic Hotline.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The beverage supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
Matt Cotrillo Panic Hotline is open.
I'll do that with the King in about 10 minutes from now.
What, is there something you want to panic about now?
Oh, no. We'll talk what happened with the Yankees yesterday, Judge, all that stuff, I'm sure. There's no panicking right now. I'm good. I'm okay with what the Sixers did last night. Yankees win. Whatever. That's good.
During the course of a game, how much do you pace?
First of all, it depends on the team. Eagles is a different category. So a typical Eagles game, I pace up to maybe a quarter of the game. And it's usually on third downs, and it's, or if they're getting close to scoring, or if it's close in the final couple minutes of a game, overtime, that type of thing. Sixers, if it's late in the game and close, I'll be pacing. Kind of the same with the Flyers a little bit, if they even are exciting for that matter. Yankees, it's like last inning, and it's close. So it all kind of depends, but it definitely more the pacing goes during Eagles games for me.
Is there a certain position you feel you have to be in when there's something important going on?
Not really. It's just I got to make sure I'm seeing everything fully with no distraction or anything like that, which is tough with two young boys at home.
Yeah, I can imagine it would be, yes.
That's a challenge.
Yes, I can appreciate that. Of course, you know how much I pace during the course of a game.
Yes, Mr. Okay. 45 heart rate.
I just watch. People ask me, do you think about what you would say if you were broadcasting? I said, no. I have the ability to be on downtime. Like, I just sit there and go, I just watch. I don't think about what, you know. Yeah, every once in a while they don't see something. I'm like, how can you not see that? What are you doing? But, no. That's just not my way. That's not me. It bothers the heck out of you, though.
Well, sometimes, and then there's sometimes when I envy you. And I would like to be maybe a little more calmer in when I'm watching, like, my teams in a close game.
Well, the difference is, in all honesty, is that I've got the teams I broadcast for, and that's my number one thing. All the other stuff has just kind of become far more secondary to me. How about that? As my career has gone along. That makes sense to you?
Oh, yeah, that's totally fair.
Yeah, it's like all the other stuff's become more secondary to me and more entertainment to me, because obviously the teams I broadcast for, I mean, that's where your concentration is. It's what you're locked in on all the time in terms of your sports mind. I think that is a big reason why. How about that?
I get that way a lot, too, with Bucknell. So, yeah, I hear where you're coming from.
Yeah. Why is Daddy throwing spaghetti at the TV?
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show is brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. And keep in mind, six great flavors of slushies. The pickle bar, led by the barrels and the dills, indeed second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. It's going to be 88 tomorrow, 90 on Sunday. Come on, you want cold beverages. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Time to bring in the man that knows all, the king.
Hey.
King.
How's it going, boys?
Let's go Yankees, baby.
Well, it's going to be Yankees Red Sox down to the wire. But we'll see.
Not in terms of the race. I mean, the race, you guys are so far in front. You guys are so...
You caught them, though. I mean, that I didn't think you were going to do. But you have to thank the Yankees for
they
beating them, and you're beating both of them, and you were in a long winning streak. And you see the big divide this year? The teams are either good or bad. That's it.
Yeah.
There's no in between. I mean... And everybody plays everybody, so I don't believe in that. But the Red Sox have the good fortune of going on a West trip where every team they played was on a 12-game losing streak.
It's bad. So, Seattle, Oakland, Angels.
Yeah.
I mean,
but you won the games you're supposed to win, and that's what you have to do. And they don't have to go back on the West Coast again, and that's huge. The farthest west they go is Houston, so... They got their West trip out of the way, and they did very well. But unfortunately, they didn't gain any ground on the Yankees, but they gained ground on Toronto and Tampa.
Nobody gained ground on the Yankees. Nobody.
They're really good. They're really good.
They are. If I'm a Yankee fan, it's the 9 walk-offs are really great. Which is great. I mean, the walk-offs are exciting. That shows a lot about your team and the whole thing. But it's also like the margin of error is a little slimmer than maybe you'd hoped it would be.
Well, they have 23 comeback wins, too. You know, they were losing and then came back and won. But that's, that's how you win 53 games. You know, if you don't lose those games, you win them. And then there'll be another year where you don't win any of them. And
Win 120 games.
You know, so
they might win 120 games.
Yeah, not out of the question. Just like 98.
I don't. You know, they're playing all the quote better teams right now. They're going to get their chance to get the Oaklands and the Angels and stuff like that. So, Uncle Mike says hi.
So. Oh, good. Hey, that's great. Uncle Mike's a great dude, man.
Yeah, he called me yesterday, and I talked to Robbie the day before. Robbie and Uncle Dwayne are coming here.
Oh, good. I saw
on the calendar. July 16th are coming.
I saw Robbie and Uncle Dwayne when they were here for Dad's cousin Phil's funeral service.
Yeah.
So I saw them. Yep.
That's it. No other family news. That's it. So what else is up? Everybody good and healthy?
We
made
Chris
it through another week in the world that is dissolving as we speak.
Chris and Angela are here, and it's been great to have them here for a couple days, and went up, and I have to tell my story from last week though, Matt.
Yes.
About the first time. No. First time in my life I ever rooted for the Yankees.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
This is good now.
The Yankees.
Okay. First time in my life I ever rooted for the Yankees. So my grandson Ryan, I always try to make sure, when Colin's playing Little League, I go to as many games as possible. When Ben's playing T-ball, I try to go as many games as possible. Well, of course, Ryan doesn't live here. So I said to him, I'm going to go up and, watch you play a game. So he started T-ball this month. Started. So it turned out I had a weekend off, and I followed through and drove up to Rochester last weekend.
Wow,
that's fine for his Saturday. That's my grandson. So for my Saturday game, on T-ball, which was at noon on Saturday. So it turns out that the guy that is his coach, who is a marvelous coach, he is an excellent Little League coach, teaching them the fundamentals, the simple little tips of how to catch a fly ball over your head, how to get one in front of you, how to field a ground ball. They went through all these drills. And he's been with the league for 32 years, and four of the years he was the president. And he says to me, Steve, I got stories. I said, I bet you do. Right? But he's a diehard Yankee fan.
Really?
So as a guy that is, because most people up there are Yankee fans up in upstate New York. And he says, 32 years in the league. He says, I get to pick whatever team I want my team to be. And so the Yankees. So my grandson's playing for the Yankees. He's got his little Yankee jersey on. He goes out there.
Oh, awesome.
And he says, Grandpa, he said, we want the adults to go out and be in the field with the kids. He says, Grandpa, you're going to come out there with me, aren't you? I say, absolutely. So I'm out there with him helping, And now the good part was they weren't playing the Red Sox. They're playing the A's, so I really helped out. So.
They have a left-handed glove?
I didn't bring my glove with me. But out there helping him, telling him what to go after, how to make sure he was in the right positioning. I was throwing ground balls to him, little pop-ups to him, things like that as we were going through the teaching.
How old is he?
He's five. He'll be six in August.
Wow.
Yeah. So, look, but that's, that to me is, what I wanted to do. I promised him I would do it, and I made sure I was there.
So pretty soon the Little Leaguers will be getting paid. He'll be making money.
It's really great because Matt was trying to get Luke and Mark name, image, and likeness stuff.
L-O-U-L-E-G, that spells foul.
Matt will be out there soon with his kids.
I'm out there already with Luke.
Really?
Well, trying to.
Luke
will be 2.5 next month. And he's got a decent swing because my parents got him the wiffle ball set and the tee with the home plate. He's got a good swing, but we're still working on the actual grip of the bat and all that, but we're getting there.
Yeah.
You'll get there. There's nothing better than wiffle ball.
The key is that like, he's got a really good swing. He's got half Elise's gene. So, I mean, it's all good.
Bingo! That's the genes he needs to have, to be honest with you.
That's awesome. And then in a perfect world, they all end up in the Little League World Series, and Sean Carey is the stadium announcer.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. There you go. My plan is to, Lisa and I, our plan is to take the boys up this year to Williamsport.
Oh, good.
We didn't get to do it last year, but this year we're going.
They're letting the international teams back in.
Yep, getting the crowds and all that. So
they had a big meeting in Williamsport 2 weeks ago with the international group there because State College was up there playing them. So I got a chance to meet some of the international contingent, which was nice.
Except for Russia. This is no lie. I'm getting jobs now that come in, and we can use no material that came from Russia.
Wow.
I'm like, you got to be kidding me, right? You know, I don't know where the stuff came from anyway. I could care less.
Most people are like, I didn't really look at it.
There's this thing called the DFAR, okay? And you can only use materials. It's basically the, countries? NATO countries. You can't use material from any other country but them, you know? And it's really weird. It's like, God, you know? But now it's on the purchase order, DFAR compliant and no materials from Russia. Like, all right, so... What if I do? What are you going to do to me? Like, I don't really
They might post something on Twitter or Instagram, which you don't read, which means it has no effect on you. All right, we'll come back with headlines in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
All right, headlines.
All right, I'll start things off. We had our buddy Chris Mack on from 93.7 The Fan earlier today talking Pirates. And I think you're going to see some fireworks, early 4th of July fireworks over PNC Park. And that's not because it's a 4th of July. It's because O'Neill Cruz threw a ball 100 miles an hour across the diamond to get an out.
Cool.
Because that's where things are just right now with the Pirates. Steve, what do you got?
Aaron Judge signs new deal with Yankees, suddenly feels a twinge.
Boy, that's
you're not right.
Doing it as money, boy.
Out 3 weeks.
Why you got to go there? Why you got to do that?
His whole career is like that. I feel a twinge. I'm out 3 weeks.
What a good guy. Aaron Judge, he is a good guy.
He is,
you
actually.
Just tell. You'd like to meet him, you know?
King, what do you got?
I got a couple. I guess the first one would be, who wants Kyrie Irving?
That's a great question. I don't. The Sixers better not either.
Yeah, I mean, now he wants out of Brooklyn, and he destroys every team he goes to. And now if you're Kevin Durant, you're like, holy crap, I came here with, you know, what's his name, the guy with the beard.
Oh, James Harden.
Yeah, James Harden, Kyrie Irving. Harden's gone. Irving will be gone. And so now they're talking about possibly the Celtics for Kevin Durant. If they get Kevin Durant, oh boy.
Oh, I hope that doesn't happen.
That would be miserable.
Oh, that would be very, very, very miserable. Oh, that hurts worse than Aaron Judge twinging after a contract. Oh.
Then I got another one.
I'd actually rather that than Kevin Durant go to the Celtics, but hopefully none happened.
I don't know, but Kevin Durant, he's a good guy. He's a great player. He's, you know, been kind of stuck right in the middle of this. I mean, did you hear Stephen A. Smith just go off on Kyrie Irving?
Yes, I watched that ABC broadcast last night. Yeah, that was interesting.
And it's true. What's he missed, like 123 games in the last 3 years, something like that? It's like, who do you think you are? Nobody even wants you on your team. You're not a superstar. You're not who you think you are. Well, I mean, the teams that win without you. You won one with LeBron. That's it. So that's all I got.
Steve?
Pirates prospects get really good. Trade deadline approaches.
There it is.
Poor Pirates. Do the fans go out to watch them?
It's like, no. Oh, no. They had 11,300 for the first game Cruz played. They had 11,250 for the next game. They went down.
That's rough.
Pirate prospects get really good. Pirates worry and decide to make trades.
That's why the Mets are so good this year. Look where they play, you know.
And they don't have DeGrom. They don't have DeGrom or Scherzer back yet either.
I got one here. We got the Greater Hartford Open here. Well, I call it the Greater Hartford Open, the Travelers Tournament. And this just blows me away. And you guys are probably saying I'm wrong, and because everybody else says I'm wrong. You cannot. Well, I'm real old. I don't have a debit card. If you don't have a debit card, you can't go to it. There's no cash. If you buy a hot dog, you have to have a debit card. If you want a soda, you have to have a debit card. No cash allowed. I'm like, where are we going with this?
I bet you that's for COVID reasons, because everybody's like that at sporting events. Everything is mobile ticketing now.
Everything's
especially
cashless.
At Penn State.
Cashless mobile ticketing.
Enough, you know, I don't know. I mean, you go to a store and you give a kid a $20 bill, and they look at you, like you're from Mars. You expect me to make change? I had a girl the other day, and she says, they owe me like 59 cents or something. We bought a pizza. And she said, do you really want your 4 pennies? Because it'll mean I have to open up another bundle.
Oy.
Like, holy crap. Well, eventually you're going to have to, you know. That's a tough one, man. 4 pennies. I said, no, keep the 4 pennies. But they don't even know how to make change. It's like, I know people who don't carry no cash at all. They don't have any cash. They said everything's on a card. If the satellite goes down, guys, we're screwed. So,
I know. When I'm at the Jersey Shore a couple weeks ago, I can't play half the arcade games because you need a stinking card to swipe. You don't
ridiculous.
Get take change anymore.
I know COVID's part of it, but it's not all of it.
I was outraged.
They are moving away from using our currency. And I just see nothing but problems there. So... anyway, me and my little world. I have $500 in my wallet right now, and I'm like, is it worth $500? Because we're going on vacation. I'm going to call you from the beach next week.
Nice.
I'm like, is it worth anything? You know? No, we don't take cash here. It's like, I'm sorry, honey, we can't eat, you know? We'll have to go fishing or something. You need a card to get on the boat.
All right, I got one now. Speaking of currency, Arch Manning officially heading to Texas.
Yes.
his NIL deal is going to be taken over for Cooper or Payton on the college game show on NBC. Or maybe he'll have his own show.
They were talking about how much money he is going to make down there. And that's why I said before that the little leaguers are going to set their necks. They're going to start getting paid to play, you know. They could do commercials and stuff like that and make money. So,
okay.
He is going to – I love it. Arch. He's not Archie. It's Arch.
Arch. Yeah.
Okay, mine. Rory McIlroy wins golf's Grand Slam as the only remaining PGA Tour player.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, that thing, they're not reporting that right. It's only 2 months, you know? It's not year long. It's only 2 months.
What, the live thing? If it's only it's only nine tournaments.
Yeah, it only runs for 2 months.
But these guys are getting so much money.
Come back.
So
who wouldn't leave
money
for $100 million for 2 months worth of work? That's, you know, it's kind of like a no-brainer.
That's what I always love. Everybody's got all these principles when they're not the ones who are offered.
Yeah, I mean,
okay.
Yeah. That'll be the day I turn down $100. I wouldn't turn down $100, you know.
I mean, I always love everybody. I've got my principles. They didn't offer you.
And Rory's still
like
firing away at them in the mirror.
Well,
but see,
like
but
cash. It's a number on a piece of paper, but it's not
now
cash.
Now Rory is making a lot of money. I mean, so it's
not like Rory.
I mean, he is not everybody like, and we've had him on the show. He is.
Oh, really? He's a good guy.
He's phenomenal to talk to. He is very thoughtful, intelligent. But the way it's going, every time it turns around, somebody else quietly goes over to the other side.
And then he's ripping them for going to the other side.
Right. That's right. He'll be the only guy
be
left.
There. Give him time.
Right. Rory McIlroy won the Masters today. He shot an even par 72 to win the tournament by himself.
Only 30 entrants.
Beat Jordan Spieth, who was 6 over.
So, okay.
I'm glad to see the women are starting to make a good purse.
They deserve it. They deserve it. Better purses.
You see that little girl who won the U.S. Open?
Good player.
My God, she's hitting the ball 300 yards off the tee.
Wow.
Yeah, and we had several of the women's players like Lexi Thompson and so forth on the show. They're really good people to talk to. Really good people to talk to.
Yep.